I hope I didn't get anybody too nervous when they saw the first Mar Malkum is to say for Yeshaya. A little unusual. But in case you didn't figure out yet, this is the Haftorah for this week's Parsha. So it's not my vast Bekiyas in Navi or Nach, but it's just this week's Parsha, just the Navi, the latter part of the Parsha, which is the Navi, the Haftorah. But it's a very beautiful pasuk. It's part of the Shiva, Haftorah is part of the Shiva Nechemta, the seven parshios of Nechama after Tisha B'Av, between now and Rosh Hashanah. There's 7 weeks, and each one of the weeks is another Nechama. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menachem us, and we read all about the comfort that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide for us in the future, or that comforts us, rather. And over here, Yeshaya Nav is talking, Shem Hashem, Anochi, Anochi, Menachem Chem, I will be Menachem you, Miyat Vatiri. Try to translate the words. It's a little hard. That's the shmooze in itself to translate all these words in Yeshaya, but we'll do the best we can. Miat Fatiri, who are you that you should be afraid? Me'enosh Yomas, from a person who will die eventually. Anyway, why are you so afraid? Chayis, don't the Chay Yisrael. Why is Chay Yisrael so afraid of their enemies, right? They're human beings. They're going to die eventually. Ben Adam Chatzir Yinosein, same thing, that they'll wilt and die out like a Chatzir. Vatishkach Hashem Osecha, you forgot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created, who made you. Note Shamayim V'yose Oretz, Hashem created the heavens and the earth. But Tefachei Tamid, you were afraid, Kayom, B'nei Chamas HaMetzik, because of the enemy, the Vodazor enemy. Kasher Konein Rahashchus, when he prepares, he makes plans to destroy you. Ayeh Chamas HaMetzik. And eventually they're not around, they're nothing. So Radak explains, what's this second pasuk, Vatishkach, Hashem Osech, what is that referring to? You forgot Hashem. What does that mean? What's the message that Moshe, that Yeshaya is talking b'shem Hashem? Vatishkach acher shu borei olam. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of the world, hayolcha rachshuv. You should have thought. You should have realized to yourself. You should have said to yourself, ki yesh koach b'yado latzilcha. He has the power in his hands to save you. It's b'yado. It's not beyond him. Latzilcha mi'ab ben adam, to save you from all the people in the world, from all your enemies. And how could you be afraid? How are you afraid? How is it possible you're afraid of a person? He didn't mention. You forgot that you should know if you go to Hashem and you go back to him, you ask him, because he has the koach. So it seems the taina is to Chay Yisrael, his word was that you forgot to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that who he is, how powerful he is. Yesh koach b'yad ratzilcha. Note v'yosei oretz pirash v'ra. Kasher konen l'hashkes v'gom atu b'fachin men. Why are you afraid? What's going on? What are you afraid about, Rabbi Osei? So Rabbi Osei, just very, very basic, very basic. I guess it's my first shmooze of the year, but it's kedar Rabbi Osei. The Rishis do it all the time. Also chazer over the basic concepts of Musar. And Musar Bespilus, which means over here, it's so Madra Bosai. It's a time of the Chay Yisrael. Why didn't you, what's the big, he gets up, gets a whole Pilpashir, gets all the Chay Yisrael together, and gives them Musar. What does he tell them? Bosai. You forgot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God. He created the Shemaim V'Aretz, he created everything, and he has the power. If I would have been there, I would have said, okay, I know that already, right? I think I know that. I mean, we're talking to Maminim, we're not talking about the Kofrim. We're not talking to someone who's the Apikoros and trying to make him into a believer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're talking about Chay Yisrael. This is the Rubidur of the Chay Yisrael. I don't know if they were all 100%, but 99% were all believers in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everyone knew. They were all Maminim. They weren't atheists or agnostics, and they believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did create the world. Hashem gave us the Torah. Hashem has the power. So we thought, oh, you forgot something. I don't know. You must be mistaken, Yeshaya or God, because I knew that all the time. What's he telling you? Nothing is a Chiddush. What, we didn't know that Hashem is powerful? Hashem made the world? Obviously, if he made the world, he's powerful. And obviously, he can zap someone, whatever he wants to do, he can do, can take care of him. Well, what's going on? What's he saying? Both say, as the famous line goes, there's the greatest distance between two points is from the mind to the heart. Right? That's the greatest distance in the universe. It's from the mind to the heart. You see, right from here to here. It's not just a foot or two, whatever it might be. It's thousands and millions of miles. A person knows something. He knows exactly. He's a firm believer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows that Hashem created the world. He knows that. And if you know that, so that means, you know, he's powerful. You know, he can bench press whatever he wants. He can flip around the whole, everything, whatever he wants, we can do that. There's nothing holding him back. So, but for some reason, Rabbi Ossai, it doesn't connect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to make the human being, the human psyche, the human intellect, the human heart, has to be made that it was so far apart, there's like, it's, I guess you call it a disconnect. There's a disconnect between our mind and our heart, and we don't act and feel what we know is true. So everyone in this base benish believes, I'm not going to be sarcastic, we believe, not just I hope, I know, everyone here believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he made the world. And we believe what the Torah told us, right? Chamishe Torah and everything in the Neviim and the Gemara is also the Torah Shabbat Peh, Torah Shabbat, everything we believe in all. And if I tell you, you know, that's an Easter the rice, you say, yeah, Rabbi, I know, that's true. Well, how come you did this and this? Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a good kasha, right? That's really the truth. If all of us here would feel what we know up here, and we'd feel it down here, we'd be totally different, right? Would anybody in his right mind, if you know that if you learn the next 5 minutes, you'll make $1 million, right? We believe that, right? We believe what Chazal say, Olam Haba, you know, 1 second Olam Haba is worth more than all Olam Hazeh, it's so valuable and so chashiv, and you can't pay back, it's not shy to even pay back in Olam Hazeh, or that's Olam Haba's job, and you can't do it till then, and you get so much schar. So who would waste any moments? I mean, if a guy offered me a job, right, say, Rabbi Nachman, come here, I'll give you $1,000 if you pick up this chair for a minute. Of course I would do it. What am I, nuts? Of course I would do that. I'm not a fool. And we believe, everyone here, we all believe that Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge, that Kodesh Baruch Hu made the world, he's so powerful. So Klal Yisrael, they forgot. They couldn't daven to Hashem. They forgot that he was so powerful. They didn't forget. They knew that. But it didn't translate into Hargosha that, you know, taka, that's what I should be doing. Intellectually, they believed it 100%. But it wasn't clear. It wasn't like in the foremost of their mind that, you know, like there's light shining, that I see clearly. That you can't deny. I don't deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the world and its power, but it's not in my mind. It's not uppermost there. I don't dare. I don't feel it. I don't live. I don't act my life accordingly. Right? That's the problem. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. He had to do that. Otherwise, there would be no Bechira. There's no Bechira without that. The purpose is to meet out, face our challenges, to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Right? But if someone offers you a tray for candy, what's the big deal? If you know there's poison, if the doctor told you that's poison, of course I'm not going to take it. Now we believe that's poison. We do believe it's poison on a spiritual level. It's poison in terms of onish b'olam haba. So what are you taking your chances for? You know, I have to make the right bracha. If I don't, you don't think about it too much. Would anybody hesitate and not run and make sure he has the right bracha if he knows how much, what depends upon it, how much schar he'll get for making the right bracha? If he has a little more kavan, he'll get so much more schar. And we know that. We believe Rabbi Ossai. I don't think anybody here will tell me that I don't believe all this stuff. Every single page in that those Mishnah Berurah, we all believe in. So why aren't we running to try to find out what the Mishnah Berurah say about it? I want to make sure I do it right. If I do it a little wrong, you know, everything will explode. It'll be terrible. I'll miss that so much. I'll get punished. I won't get schar, whatever, all the factors. It's because Rabbi Ossai, Hashem made sure. It's not our fault. It's no one's fault. Right, it's our challenge. Hashem made sure that there's a disconnect, that there's millions of miles between the intellect and the nefesh and the neshama and the heart, where you feel, where you live things. That's how you live things. So to Rabbi Ossai, let me just finish off the next chazal. Same thing, Rabbi Ossai. Nachman, I'm sorry for boring you, Rabbi Ossai, repeating the same thing again and again, but that's what we have to do. We have to get this through our skulls over here. This is Rashi Vishmuz and Pasuk Lamed Beis. They're about to go into the Eretz Yisrael before Hashem to give you a whole of the speeches. What's going to happen? You're going across the Yarden to go inherit the land, and he's mechazedem. You have to keep the mitzvahs and all that. It's the whole deal, right? And we'll take care of all the kings over there. Wipe them all out, the 31 kings. Says Rashi, Nisim shal Yarden yihiyu sim biyadchem. Right, the Nisim of the Yarden. They'll have Nisim over there also. Have Nisim will take place. That'll be a siman for you people, shetavo v'tirshu es aretz. That you should go and inherit, that you'll go and inherit the land. In other words, give them chizuk, right? Well, they're very powerful. These kings are mighty kings. You have Ammon and Moab and Sichon, all the people, the different kings in the countries, right? They're powerful. I'm scared of them. We're a fledgling little army. We're nothing. We were just out of Mitzrayim. We're a bunch of slaves a couple years ago. I'm petrified. Says, nah, don't worry about it, you know. You know, you'll be successful. and I'll give you a guarantee. I'll convince you. I'll show you. You know how I'm going to show you? Because look what happened. He says, you can have Nisim Shah Yarden. In case you're nervous that maybe you might go and you might not be able to conquer the land, the Nisim and the Yarden will be the guarantor. So with the convincing will be a Simon. It's not a guarantor. Simon. You Simon Biyadchem Shtavo V'Tishu SRS. That'll be an indicator. That'll be, you can think about that and remember, I saw so much. If Hashem can go ahead and do this, the Yarden, do this, all these Nisim, so I'm convinced Hashem can wipe out the Canaanite kings. We're talking about after these were the people went through the Midbar. Even those that weren't there all 40 years, but they saw Nisim every day, they saw Nisim of Man, they saw Nisim on the cover, they saw all their clothing was freshly starched and laundered, and their shoes didn't wear out. I mean, it's crazy. You live in who can forget about that? But now you give them some more Nisim. Hey, we got some fresh Nisim. You never saw these before, right, guys? You never saw some new Nisim. On the Yarden, terrific. Hey, Rabbi, I already got Nisim yesterday. You think I have amnesia? I forgot? I didn't forget. But that's the same Yisod Rabbos Sayyid. That a person might know something, but he doesn't act according to it, doesn't act accordingly. That's why the Mesillas Yesharim says, so these Chayis from Nir Chizuk, because they tend to not forget intellectually, but forget emotionally. They emotionally forget what happened, you know, in the Midbar. Last year, we were in the Midbar, we were starving, and we have mud every day right by our doorstep, tasting like all the best steaks and whatever you want to be, the Starbucks, the kosher Starbucks one, right? We had everything. So what are you nervous about, guys? Come on, Hashem is so powerful. They needed a reminder to make sure they don't forget, to make sure they don't emotionally forget. That's what the Mesillas Yesharim says, right? That everything it says not a chiddush. That's what he says, not a chiddush, but it requires repetition, and more chazmin over. Why are both sides? Not because we have bad memories, not because we're shvacha students. We're great, we're the best star students, we're on top of the shir. Right? But he has to repeat it again and again because he memorized, he knows every single nose. You can give him a Tahir Baal Peh, he knows the whole Mesillas Yesharim Baal Peh. Rabbo says he still has to chazer it and review it again and again. That's where the spilos comes in, to do with vigor and with excitement and with emotion and with, if possible, with a niggin. But that's where it comes, to help it knock it into our nefesh, knock it into our heart, so we should live it, not just know it. It's worthless, almost, to just know it. You have to imbibe it and feel what we're talking about. I just to share with you a personal about my experience. I think the last couple of days I was sitting and learning. I was hopping around with Chevra, you know, Musar B'Spalos on 3:15. I picked up a Shari Eruch HaTzadikim, Shari Tshuva, and I was reading it. So the first thing it comes to, the second thing it talks about, there's seven things that a person has to go ahead and think about, for seven reasons, important to go ahead and be makim do tshuva as early as you can. Not to push it off till next year or till 10 years or 20 years. Right away, do tshuva. Yaktim Adam Lashu Bachruso in his youth, right? When you're young, when you're 17, 18, 19, 20, not when you're 42, 43, right? When you're young, not when you're so old, right? So he says seven reasons. So I'm not going to go through all of them, but just a couple, like I was sitting learning them, and I see, like, you know, okay, very nice, you know, like, I believe in all this stuff. The mushal, it says over here. Hasman memayat, mismayat, you're getting less time. Hamlacha meruba, there's a lot to accomplish. Mlechas ha-Torah, to know Torah, you have no call to Torkula. Tikkun ha-Nefesh, to fix your nefesh. Hasogas ha-Mailos, mo'ava v'yir v'advekus. There's so much to do. Hayom kasra, mlacha meruba, you better get to move on it. You're not going to finish the job. There's so much left for you to do. I mean, okay, pretty simple, right? Pretty simple mathematical. I mean, if someone gives you a job to do, which we believe Hashem gave us a job, and the boss says, do the job by Friday, I'm not going to wait till Friday afternoon if it's a three-day job. Right? I can't do it in half a day. So you have to do it now. Now, I read this, it's not the first time I read this, I read it many times, and I know it also. Even when I read it, I know it. What's with me, right? What's going on? I just don't get it. Something's missing up here by me. I read a little weiter, okay? Pick another one. This is what all the Chazal say, all the Sfarim say. Mishen Rosel Gaktim Loshuv Ulai Go Yarach Yomim Yomus Term Yoshuv. Who said Hashem will give enough time to live to who knows when? Do tshuva. Might die tomorrow, next day, next year, 5 years, 10 years. I have so much to accomplish. Even if a person lives till 80, that was the first thing. You live till 80 years old, 120. There's still too much to accomplish. So hurry up. But who knows who said you live that long? Maybe live 50, 60, you know, till another year or two or five or 10, 20, who knows what it is. So you better get moving, Naiman, otherwise you're not going to finish up the job. Like I started saying to myself, I said, is this, do I really, I don't feel this. If I would feel it, I would get moving. I would start moving on, you know, sacking my midos, do tshuva, and averus, take the Sahara, be a bigger masmid, try to accomplish more, go through Yordea, Shulchan Aruch, Shemish, the whole business. But it ain't happening. I mean, I'm sorry for admitting all my chesronos to you, right? But it doesn't happen. What happened to me on both sides? You know what? I was a shtickle normal, okay? I was normal because I believed in the Radak, I believed in Rashi, right? If you don't chazer and get it clear, and get it clear, and get it clear, there's no end to the amount of korka you can ever both find it. That's what's needed over here. You have to be clear and know it. And it has to be on the tip of your tongue, tip of your heart, of your hagosh, your feelings, the hair. If I don't hurry up, I might miss the boat. You know, there's so much to accomplish, and who knows how much time I have. That's a scary thing, right? If your boss gives you, here's the job to do. But I'm not going to tell you when how much time you have. Well, I'll take my chance. I'll roll the dice, you know, spin a dice, and hopefully I have another week, so I'll wait till next Monday, next Wednesday. No. If it's a big job, and you'll be fired otherwise, and you'll burn the purgatory otherwise, you got to hurry up and make sure you get it done, right? And we all know that's true. I both said that's one of the biggest, probably the biggest, I can't say the biggest, but it's probably the biggest yesod in Musar and Hashkafa that we have to focus on. And I'm telling you, to make the world of a difference. If a person that hears how much you can accomplish by learning a little more hasmada, a little more kavan and davening, a little more chesed, whatever it is, small things that make such a big difference in his total picture of his shleimus, of his schar, of his own shim, makes such a big difference. If a person with the hair and learn again with mercy, with spilus, and think about it again and again, get it clear, and tell it to someone else, also helps get clarity. You share with a chavri, you have a little hair, share with someone else, get more clarity. Right, Rabbo said that makes the difference, whether it's Hilchus Tshuva, which we're talking about over here, whether it's Hilchus everything, everyday life, Yeshatov, Yeshara, the challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to minimize the distance between the intellect and the heart. Good.